Trump's CBP home app gets tens of thousands of illegals to self-deport. By John Binder on July 21, 2025. Self-deportations of illegal aliens have ramped up significantly since President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, began prioritizing a cost-effective departure program, new agency data reveal. In March, the Trump administration relaunched a Customs and Border Protection CBP mobile app to be used by illegal aliens looking to self-deport from the United States rather than wait for Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agents to detain them. Paired with the self-deportation app are the Trump administration's financial incentives for illegal aliens, offering to pay for one-way flights back to their home countries and giving away $1,000 bonuses to illegals who can prove they have returned to their home country. The result of the self-deportation initiative, DHS officials say, speaks for itself, with tens of thousands of illegal aliens having used the CBP home app to self-deport. This likely nets millions in savings for American taxpayers as self-deportations are vastly cheaper than ICE-led deportations. Aside from increased interior immigration enforcement, the Trump administration has pressured illegal aliens to self-deport by drastically boosting fines for those who failed to depart when they were supposed to. Since Trump took office, ICE has issued nearly 10,000 fine notices to illegal aliens. U.S. workforce data has been one of the largest indicators of the headway the Trump administration has made in terms of cutting the nation's booming illegal population. Labor market numbers reported by several media outlets suggest that some 1 million foreign-born workers, many of whom are illegal aliens, have dropped out of the United States workforce since Trump took office in late January, opening up such jobs to mostly lower-middle-class Americans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.